My brothers and sisters in Christ, in the gospel today, we can see Jesus rejoicing, praising the Father. And what is the reason for this praising, this party in a certain sense that Jesus and the Father are having? It's a great moment of delight we can see in Jesus. He isn't always giving praise to God like this that we see on the outside. Sometimes he has to be very direct and forceful with certain people and has to deal with the difficult situations. But at this moment, he's praising God, perhaps even laughing. What's the purpose for this? What's the reason for this? He says that the children know more than the adults sometimes. What you have hidden from the wise and the learned, you have revealed to the little ones. What you have hidden from the wise and the learned, you have revealed to the little ones. The wise and the learned are the ones that have all the degrees. They have all the experience. And yet they have missed something, and that the children now know more. There's a little limerick that I came upon that really expresses this well. I used to laugh about it with my friend who's died, Father O'Leary. The little limerick goes this way. There once was an old man from Esser whose knowledge grew lesser and lesser. It at last grew so small he knew nothing at all, and now he's a college professor. I love that. The wise professor knows that he must always keep learning, that there's always more to be learned. In fact, all of his schooling is all about learning how to study and helping others, the little ones, to continue to learn and help them so that they too can grow in wisdom. And Jesus in this isn't speaking about children being smarty pants, knowing more than their parents, or being brats, because they're certainly capable of doing that. What Jesus is speaking about is the fact that those children still have innocence. They're quite capable of understanding the things of God because they haven't bought in to the things of the world just so fast. And they're perhaps not aware of the things in the world. Adults tend to know how to thrive in the flesh, survival, food, shelter, gambling, drinking. They know the ways of the world. Children are a little bit oblivious to this. And there's a real goodness to that. Children are in this, in their oblivion, can be a little bit more open to the Spirit. We heard in that second reading that St. Paul says, you're not in the flesh. And he's speaking specifically to Christians. It's a little bit of an odd thing that he says, because we all have bodies. We all live in this world. We have to deal with matter all of the time. But he's trying to draw us away from the things of the world. You're not in the flesh. On the contrary, you're in the Spirit. There's a Spirit of God that is intended to come into our hearts that allows us, that frees us, makes us free to be able to do the things of God, to be aware of what he's doing, how he's acting in my life. So the person that has the Spirit of God in them is very free to pray. And children do this the best. We should encourage our children as much as we can to pray, to talk to God. It's something that's done not just in the flesh. Our bodies have to stay very still, and it's hard to keep kids still for a few moments even. But if every once in a while you'll see a child that's able to do this, to be completely in the Spirit, focused on God. I've seen it myself on multiple occasions where a child is completely caught up in prayer. And it goes a little bit further than that. It's not just about age, but what St. Paul is drawing us into by calling us to live in the Spirit of Christ, to have the Spirit of Christ, is to remind us that we ourselves are God's children, no matter what our age is. I've seen children that act like old adults, and that's no good either, because they can just want their way. And I've seen elderly people who still have that delight in their heart, who are still quite capable of recognizing that they are the children of God, even in the nursing home. And so this is the Spirit that Christ is trying to stir up within us, a Spirit that's always able to rejoice, that's always able to praise God amidst either good or bad, that delight, that ability to thank God and to see Him at work no matter where we are in our lives, no matter the difficulty, that Christ's Spirit is in me. I'm not a debtor to the flesh. I don't have to keep going back to the flesh in order to be happy. I don't have to keep going to the things of this world in order to find out who I am and to have what I want. I can be free of the things of this world and delight in God. Remember, this is what Jesus is doing at the beginning of this gospel. He says, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. So he's praising the Father. He's delighting in the Father because there are children in the world who are listening to him. It might not be the wise and the learned, those who should know better, but it is those who are attentive to his word. I think this is especially true that Jesus would say this to us, especially about in regards to Mass. The wise and the learned of the world can easily find an excuse to skip Sunday Mass or daily Mass. There's a lot of reasons to skip Mass, because of work, because of a vacation, because it's boring sometimes. There's a lot of reasons to skip Mass by the wise and the learned, those who can think in worldly terms. You're wasting your time. It's not that important. But what about the children? The children know that if they miss Mass, that they've turned away from God, or that they've put God to the side at least. And they know, the little ones know, that they have to come to God and ask him for forgiveness for the times that they've missed him. They know that there was a great grace there that was given that they missed out on. A present. You tell a child he's not going to get a present, and they know immediately, I got to get that present. There's a great gift there from God. And the child the children of God know that they can't miss that Mass. The wise and the learned know that Father is speaking too long in his homily or doesn't know how to give a homily, etc. But the children know that despite any poor delivery, that God is speaking in the words of the Scripture. They're always attentive that God could be speaking to me. And what about the Holy Eucharist itself? When we come to Mass and we worship at the altar, the wise and the learned have heard from many sources in the world that this is just a bunch of hocus pocus, some fancy words that they say and actions, and then something happens. But the children have something revealed to them by the Father that has eluded the worldly minds. The children know that Jesus is there. Jesus is truly present. And they come to him humbly, they bow, and they receive him faithfully with a pure heart. Jesus is truly present. My brothers and sisters, let's follow St. Paul's advice. Let's not be debtors to the flesh. We are not in the flesh. We are in the Spirit of Christ. We want to be united with his body, which is the risen body. We want to be children of God. That is who we are now. And what we shall later be hasn't yet come to light. But we know that when it comes to light, we shall be like God, because we shall see him as he is. At this Mass, we can give up the things of the world and be stronger this week to not turn to them so quickly. At this Mass, we can put our hearts and our minds on Christ in the Eucharist and in loving one another as he is calling us to do. Let's prepare our hearts to receive that Jesus now and give him praise and give the Father praise as he deserves, as his children.